This is CliffCentral.com.
Can I tell you about Lifestyle and Nelson Mandela Day?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you know Lifestyle Home and Garden. We're very involved with them, and they've helped us make our living spaces here absolutely beautiful. In fact, they're busy putting in like a water feature downstairs at the entrance.
It looks so exotic.
Uh-huh. Have you seen it, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we are almost like Sun City right now.
We are.
We've got our own Valley of the Waves coming in.
That's right. That's right. It's all happening.
We love a Valley of the Waves.
Oh, Poppy was commenting it this morning when we all walked in.
It's pretty.
So, of course, Madiba would have turned 100 this year on the 18th of July, and Nelson Mandela Foundation have dedicated the whole of 2018 as a centenary celebration to this great statesman, making every day a Nelson Mandela Day and encouraging every one of us to alleviate poverty in a proactive, sustainable, and lasting way. Now, because these guys think on their feet in the light of this auspicious year, Lifestyle Home Garden would like to highlight two plants that have been named after Madiba to add a touch of him to your gardens to celebrate him year-round. And remember, if you're going to talk sustainability and you're going to talk about people who are able to look after themselves and support their families and save money, then growing your own stuff is sometimes the best way to do it. And we're not going to talk about the edible stuff this morning, but there is the Mandela Rose if you want to create a little memorial in your own garden to Madiba. You know that they name roses after people all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, the Nelson Mandela Rose was released a week before Valentine's Day 2018 to launch the year-long centenary program. It's a strong, tall grower like the man it's named after. Mm-hmm. It has semi-double blooms and orange vermilion, which is beautiful. They're loose and informal, as the well-known Madiba shirts were. The rose has to be appreciated, and to be appreciated, you have to see it. It'll take your breath away. And then there's the Strelitzia regina, called Mandela's Gold. So in 1994, after 20 years of careful selection and hand pollination, these are very complicated flowers, obviously, to pollinate, the yellow Strelitzia Kirstenbosch Gold was introduced to horticulture, and in 1996, they were granted permission to rename it Mandela's Gold in honor of Madiba. And it's a rare yellow form of the well-known crane flower. You've seen a Strelitzia, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very, very nice-looking flower. In fact, I think it's probably one of those uniquely South African flowers. Mm-hmm. People often talk about it.
It's a nice thing to say as well.
It is, a Strelitzia.
It's just a nice word.
It can be grown as a striking feature plant and will lend a lush tropical feel to courtyards and poolside gardens. They also do very well in large pots, and it's also tolerant of wind and coastal conditions. So it's a true stalwart, worthy of its name. Madiba once said that what counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived, it is the difference that we have made in the lives of others that will determine the significance of the lives we lead. And you can do your thing. You can get involved with, Nelson Mandela Day in your own garden. It could be a private thing for you. It might be something that you want to share with other people. Mm. But why not make, a lot of people like to have something of significance in their garden, something that reminds them of someone. Plant is a living thing. It's different to a stone memorial or any of that stuff. So if you want to have a Madiba plant in your garden, go along to Lifestyle. They'll help you choose the right one for you. And while you're there, you might just find a whole bunch of other very beautiful stuff to decorate and make your garden look a little nicer when the spring comes, because it's just around the corner.
It is.
They're telling us August, September, and then boom.
I saw there's like this big star on the way to work that I normally see in warmer months. Saw it today the first time.
Oh, you mean an actual star in the sky?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
That's a good sign.
Jeez, you're paying attention.
Yeah, we're coming out of the depths of winter.
Thank goodness.
Yes. So get your garden ready. And remember, it doesn't just count for outside, it counts for inside too. These plants here at cliffcentral.com have made the place a whole lot nicer. Feels much more welcoming. People like being around. You can see there's a whole different atmosphere.
It's a lot healthier to be around plants.
Absolutely.
As well.
It also gives everything else a place. Mm-hmm. Like when there's no plants, everything feels scattered.
Right.
Like everything feels like more structured because they are defined by the plants around them.
Well, they say that humans that can't see green.
Yeah.
Like a natural green, are bound to be depressed at some point. People who have enough green in their lives don't get depressed.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there are other factors as well, but that's one of the things that people need to know. So you need to have some beautiful plants around you, and these guys are the best in the business. Go along to Lifestyle Home and Garden. You can find them on Eisterhout and Beyers Nordea. That's in Rand Park Ridge. Go and take a look. You'll find something you love. And they've got indoor, outdoor. They've got the whole lot. They've got a range of really interesting decor options and plenty of other cool stuff too. In fact, next week, I think Robin's going to pop by from Lifestyle and she'll tell us more. So there we go. Next week, Mandela Day. Now you've got something that you can do. Even if you're not doing some large-scale project, you can do this little project at home. Counts just as much. No one's going to say you can't do that, right?
Exactly.
No, I won't.
This is CliffCentral.com.